This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Chase Browning, and this is The Rundown. The mayor of Highland Park says it's a relief that Robert Cremo III pleaded guilty yesterday. Cremo admitted to killing seven and wounding dozens more at the 2022 4th of July parade in the northern suburb. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering says it spared the community from a difficult trial.
Well, my understanding is the evidence would have been as horrible as you would imagine the evidence of this kind of crime would have been for those people who experienced it. To have to relive and be re-traumatized, to me, is untenable.
Cremo's decision to plead guilty was a surprise. His sentencing is in April. Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the Democratic Party needs to reset its agenda to win back the White House. In an interview at the Economic Club of Chicago, Emanuel weighed in on what the Democratic Party needs to fix. He says Democrats got sidetracked from keeping the American dream within reach for everyday people. Without control of the White House or Congress,
we don't have a bucket to spit in or a window to throw it out of.
He says Democrats are too focused
on a woke culture discussion, which is exactly what the MAGA folks want. There's a reason they want you to have this discussion, because you're missing everything else that's happening at the kitchen table, at the street corner, on the front stoop, at the classroom.
Emanuel says improving education should be the priority instead. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says it's going to take $19 million to fix up the site of Abraham Lincoln's boyhood home. The New Salem State Historic Site is a reconstruction of an old log village about 20 miles north of Springfield. Gina Walter heads a volunteer group dedicated to preserving the site. She says fireplaces, pathways, and mills have deteriorated from natural elements.
That about a week and a half ago, the mill's roof totally collapsed onto the wheel where the oxen would walk to power the mill. So it's no exaggeration when we say without swift intervention, we risk losing these historical assets.
State lawmakers are looking to secure at least $5 million in state funding for restoration. A local entrepreneur says the Ohio-based grocery company Yellow Banana didn't honor a business deal. Kavia Simmons owns I Love My Coffee Black and signed a lease to operate a coffee shop inside Englewood's Save-A-Lot, which opened in 2023. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that deal didn't come to fruition. Sun-Times investigative reporter Mariah Rush says Yellow Banana vowed to partner with local black-owned vendors for their Save-A-Lot locations.
Recently, she reached out to me and said that she was kind of tired of people thinking that she was setting up shop in the Englewood Save-A-Lot. And she wanted to kind of set the record straight and show that this isn't happening. In fact, she was completely ghosted.
Rush says Yellow Banana received $250,000 and discounted rent to open the Englewood store. But this deal is separate from a $20 million deal the company has with the city to reopen six other Save-A-Lot stores in underserved areas. Some other quick things you should know about today. A federal judge is tossing four of nine bribery convictions against a group of former Commonwealth Edison executives and lobbyists. But the judge left intact a conspiracy conviction and four other convictions against ComEd's former CEO and three of its lobbyists. It's not clear whether prosecutors will retry the group on the dismissed bribery convictions. Margie Korshak, the illustrious entertainment publicist, died from kidney disease Sunday. A pioneer of women's business, her client list included Old Navy, McDonald's, and Bloomingdale's. But Korshak had a passion for theater and worked with Broadway in Chicago until the week she died. Today's weather, a hazardous weather outlook is in place for portions of northern Illinois and northwest Indiana. Soaking rainfall and isolated thunderstorms will continue through tonight, and flooding could occur. Today's high will be around 50, but it'll be cooler by the lake. It'll be rainy with a low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow we'll have rain in the morning, then snow in the afternoon. The high will hit 47 and then fall in the afternoon. I'm Chase Browning. Thanks for listening.